Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee, here with Pella Wrestling head coach Jay Pike as the boys' team set to embark on another exciting season. And coach, obviously a couple of key seniors, you graduated from a year ago, but the vast majority of your roster is back, which I know means a lot of guys are hungry to get themselves up to Des Moines and Wells Fargo Arena by mid-February. First of all, what's that buzz been like knowing that you have such a huge returning group and a lot of guys who have 3 and 4 years of varsity experience?
Oh, it's huge. Our top leadership is phenomenal. You know, our freshmen are coming in with nothing else than what they see, and our seniors and juniors and sophomores just do a great job of showing them what Pella Wrestling's all about and what kind of work ethic is required of them. They're busting their tail, being great leaders not only in the wrestling room but in the classrooms and in the communities, and that's something you can't coach. That's something that we love to have and are super appreciative of.
Well, and your senior class is by far the biggest since you've been here in terms of just numbers, talent, all the above. You have so many guys who have been a part of this program now for 4 years, led by a couple state qualifiers in that bunch, some conference champions in that bunch. I know that this has been a year you've been looking forward to since you've come here, and now it's finally here with this group of seniors.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. You know, this is the first group. I also coach middle school football, so this is my first group that I had at that time, and they've just watching them kind of grow and progress these past 5 years have been something that's been really fun to watch and just fun to be a part of. You know, I just, as a coach, you play a small role in these kids' lives for a short amount of it, and it's a blessing to be in the position that I am to see it finish out their high school career on the wrestling mats. And fortunately some of them want to continue it on in the college level, and we're excited to see where their paths take them.
Well, and among those, we had 3 total state qualifiers returning from last year out of the 4, 2 of which are seniors. That's Jackson Van Clay and Damian Clark, who, as you mentioned, also have college aspirations. Logan Bruxford back from his first round win a season ago, and then obviously graduated Peyton Ritzer. And from there, coach, on top of that, those are kind of the headliners. We have a bunch of guys who are on the cusp of it, too. Talk about what that's meant for the room and what it's like being in practice with so many guys who have so many matches under their belts, and how that's maybe elevated competition, probably the highest it's been at preseason for you.
Yeah, we always say that you want your toughest competitions to be wrestle-offs within your practice room, and that's what we're getting to the point of. And, you know, T.R. Putz right there has been one place away from being a state qualifier 3 years in a row, and it's just been just tough draws at districts, and you know, can't fault anybody else. It's just we gotta finish it this season and get him not only to be there but on the podium, and that's his big goals. And you go down the list. Garrett Hall's made leaps and bounds since his freshman year. He's gonna be wrestling well. Noah Parsons, once we get him full strength, him and Kieran Van Vorst just battling every day and growing a tremendous amount, and it'll be exciting to see where their senior year takes them. Those guys have really bought in over the past few years, and to see that and to watch them just evolve has been fun. So I'm excited to see where all those kids go. And then you continue down Rex Ramey. He was super close last year, and so there's several guys that are right on that cusp that you're talking about that have a great shot of qualifying.
Here, Jay Pike, head coach of the Pella Boys wrestling team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. And with that, I think one of the things that I don't want to make too overbold a statement, because you've had some great teams, but this might be the deepest that you've had, at least preseason, in terms of not only inter-squad competition, but filling weight classes where you'll have the vast majority of them full of guys who have wrestled 30, 40, 50 matches at the varsity level. What has that done for expectations with these guys coming in this year, maybe even versus last year, and how have you seen this group come back and elevate themselves, knowing you have so much talent?
Absolutely. I mean, our big thing is we really wanted to diversify our practice plans and make it so that that there was technique being taught, that our kids that have a large wrestling knowledge that have been wrestling spring and summer can also get something out of it, maybe learn something new, tweak something a little bit. And we really have gone out of our way to add some techniques to our wrestling style so that we can make sure that stuff makes sense to them, and they're growing, getting something out of every time they come into that room, you know. And obviously we want them to be wrestling intense, but we want them to be getting something out of it just as much as the new kids are, you know. So that's what we're really striving for this year, differentiating our practices, making sure that everyone's getting something as much as they can out of it.
Well, and let's then look at the schedule, which obviously, again, unlike most teams at Pella High School, you are in the biggest class in Class 3A. You already know your district. Southeast Polk is there, so you know you're going to have to elevate your game throughout the year. How critical is it that your guys take advantage of those guys who will be in front of them in the schedule that you have put together, which has a ton of 3A schools, also has some mix in there to get some wins and confidence, and then obviously our conference is very good. I imagine you got to be pretty excited to see how your guys rise to the challenge and build themselves over the course of the year with so many tough matches in front of them.
Yeah, our first week we start out pretty wild with competition. You know, we have two big 3A duels on Thursday. We go to Williamsburg on Saturday. We wrestle six more, and then we have that following Monday at home, three big a quad at home. From there, it goes into a home duel with Newton and Clark, and then our South Tama County duels. That's all in a week and a half stretch. So they're going to have almost 20 matches in, you know, in that short amount of time. But it's a great opportunity for them to, you know, how do you handle, you know, how are you going to wrestle when you're tired, when you're sore, and still showing up and competing. And at those competitions, every one of them's got a team that's ranked in the top 25, top 24 of their respected classes. And so that's going to be, you know, whether you're wrestling 2A or 3A, the best teams are still the best teams. So it's great competition wherever we go, and we're looking forward to it. We're not shying away from any of it, that's for sure.
Well, and how excited are you going into those matches and meets this year with so much experience? Because this is kind of, you know, been building and building toward this season, and within that, then how are you maybe going to elevate the guys at those matches and meets, knowing that they've been facing some of these guys before, or they've been in this spot before? How excited are you to see that level raised because you have so much experience?
I think that, yeah, the biggest thing is these guys know how to handle that kind of pressure, and they really kind of thrive in it now, whereas like before, you know, maybe we didn't know how to handle it. They're ready to go. They're amped up. They're excited. They've experienced big matches before, and they're, you know, not afraid to go out there and, what we like to say, is punch them in the mouth. You know, not literally, but go out there and just get the first takedown, score the first points, win those little battles that eventually lead up to the big one, which is the final of the match. So.
Well, and given all of this that we've talked about with so many returners and the guys who've been close to state and all the above, how are you managing expectations as a team, knowing that, again, you want all those things to happen, but also for those things to be happening in February, winning conference and winning and maybe qualifying for the team duels and all the above, you got to take care of business now. How are you kind of tiptoeing around that, knowing that these guys want all of those things, but maybe don't want to do it all right now in December, right?
Yeah, and that's all part of it. It's a long season. Wrestling's a challenge, and the fact that you're going over two semesters of school, you're going over Thanksgiving, Christmas break, and it's just, there's a winter's also that time of year where it's shorter days, and you're coming to school before the sun comes up, and you're leaving before it goes down, and it's a tough sport, you know, just like any of them. So it's just keeping them positive, keeping them enjoying it, keeping them into it, and showing them that the big picture at the end of the season, that's what we're really striving for, so that we can peak at that time. You know, right now we're going to take our lumps, we're going to learn from them, we're going to grow from them, and hopefully that, you know, we wrestle somebody once, you might beat us, but the second time we're going to either close the gap by a lot or we're going to beat you. And that's our big thing. You know, we wrestle every day with that opportunity. We want to keep growing, improving, not afraid of failing, never giving up. That's what we say every day at the beginning of our practice, and our kids have really bought into that, and it's fun to see.
And at the same token, Coach, how excited are you just for the season, knowing it could be so special?
Yeah, I mean, more than anything, I'm just excited for these kids. It's I love these guys. They're fun group. They do things the right way, and they deserve everything that's coming their way. And like I said, I'm just excited to be a part of it.
That's head coach Jay Pike of the Pella Boys wrestling team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. They'll kick off their season at Urbandale coming up this Thursday. And following that, they'll have some home meets coming up here in December, including the Bill Van Horn Invitational. A lot of great competitions, and I look forward to seeing your guys in action and getting them on the radio soon. Thanks, Coach.
Awesome. Thank you.